We're live at EXT. We're actually in the lobby of the Egg right now, the Heart Theater. I've got Larry Campbell, Teresa Williams here with me. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. It's our pleasure.
Yeah. So, Contraband Love, the new record. Thank you for not waiting as long as you did for the first record to come with this one.
Yeah, we might have had to have that one at the cemetery if we'd waited that long.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tell me about this record. It seems a bit darker, a bit sadder. Am I getting the vibe, or?
Yes, you are, and it wasn't intentional. You know, it wasn't consciously intentional. Might have been subconsciously intentional. From my side of this, I was, you know, our first record was pretty much my first serious foray into songwriting, and I wanted this next project to be, to go a little deeper and just be a little more personal and just try to approach the elements of songwriting that I respect and that turn me on lyrically, you know. And Teresa has this theory that, and I tend to agree that, you know, over the past couple of years, we've been watching friends dealing with addiction and their kids dealing with addiction. These events and circumstances very well may have triggered memories in me about my problem with all that. And that's just kind of what came out in these songs, the adversity, you know. And I mean, some of them are addiction specific. Some of them are just human adversities.
I mentioned this, the darker, a little sadder feeling, but it's a very powerful record. Oh. Very powerful record.
Oh, thank you.
And musically, do you write the lyrics with the music, or did the music come first?
For me, it's melody first, mm-hmm. You know, music is what moves me. And for me, I have to think about something to write about and just think about something that's worth writing about, figure out how to say it in a personal way and insert it into that music. You know, where Teresa hears lyrics first when we're listening.
If I'm trying to write, sometimes it comes at the same time, and sometimes just the words. Never just the music.
Never just the music.
No, not to me, no.
How do you fit words that you've written to music? How do they come with the meter that sort of says this is what the music should be?
I've never done it. I want to hear what he... And if they come together, it is what it is. So
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know. He's
yeah,
the one
yeah.
who's trying to fit.
Yeah, it ain't easy. You know, sometimes it is. You know, sometimes a phrase will pop in your head that just has its own immediate melody or certainly... rhythm to it, you know. But normally with me, what will happen is a little bit of a melody will come into my head, and I'll just chew on it over and over and over again, and then some phrase sort of works itself into that melody, and then that's a place to start. Then the labor comes in.
We're live at EXT, actually at the Egg right now. We're in the lobby of the Heart Theater. Larry Campbell, Teresa Williams here. The album is called Contraband Love. Why don't we hear a couple songs from it now? What would you like to play first?
We're going to do a tune that I didn't write, but it's a song Teresa has been singing it for years, and we did it with Levon in the band, you know, when we were doing the Ramble Band with Levon, and actually Levon's playing drums on this track. It's because when we were working on the Electric Dirt record with Levon, we had a day where we just couldn't think of anything to keep going on that record, and he suggested that we record a few rhythm tracks for what would become our first record. And this is one that survived, so we just overdubbed to it and put it on here. It's called "It's Turnaround" by
and it's
Carl
Perkins.
Keeping it
Tennessee and in the cotton patch.
Yeah,
it fits that Levon's on it. Following you.
maybe God will make you see that your love is still for me. Turn around, I'll be following you. When you're in my arms again, there will never be an end. Turn around, I'll be following you. Turn around, I'll be waiting behind you with a love that's pure. If you feel your love will last, and you'd like to live your past, turn around, I'll be following you. Turn around, I'll be following you.
Ten years and just getting going. Hey, this is Larry Campbell.
And this is Teresa Williams. Happy 10th birthday, WEXT.
Two, three.
To hold me in sickness and in health, dearly beloved, can you save me from myself?
And I know the price you pay is more than I. I send you into battle with the demons I can see.
Still you hold me closer, and I cry when I see how bad you wanna help. No use in hiding, I can't keep from backsliding. This tornado I'm riding, say you don't want somebody else, can you forgive me? Can you save me from myself? Can you save me from myself?
Wow. So the question is, could you be saved? Yeah, that's a pretty powerful song.
Oh, thank you. I don't know where that came from. I mean, you observe and you experience things, and I think to a degree, to a bigger or a lesser degree in all of us, there's been times where we just are somehow involved in something we shouldn't be involved in, or feeling something that just doesn't make any sense, and lashing out at everybody around you that you love, you know? I mean, it's human. I know I've been there. Whether that deserves a song or not, I don't know. But it's got one.
It's got one now. So we're live at EXT with Larry Campbell, Teresa Williams. We're actually at the Egg right now, at the Egg in front of the Heart Theater. Thank you for performing these songs for us and talking with us about the new record, Contraband Love.
Great. Thanks for having us.
You know, you guys, you know, worked with Levon and all those folks. Lots of friendships, lasting friendships.
Oh, yeah.
Music?
Oh, yeah.
Who do you have on the record this time around?
Bill Payne.
Yeah, Bill Payne. You know, one of the greatest experiences Teresa and I have had is of many is our connection with Little Feet and those guys. And Bill has been just a great friend. They all have been really great friends. And that's a bunch of great musicians in that band. And Bill, you know, I remember I was living in Jackson, Mississippi in the mid-70s when Little Feet was really prominent on the music scene. And every keyboard player in Jackson at the time was advocate and an acolyte of Bill Payne's playing, man. Bill was the guy, you know. And he still is. He's just a brilliant, brilliant keyboard player.
He's been doing a lot of writing with Robert Hunter.
Yeah.
And we've recorded a few of those songs, and Ask Me How Much Fun That Is.
How much fun was that?
And we performed a lot of them, well, several times.
Yeah, and we're hoping...
When we're together, we'll work on a little more and a little more here and there.
Yeah.
When
will be a Bill Payne, Larry, and Teresa collaboration coming.
We have the Bill Payne room at our house, kind of got his name over the door, basically. Yeah. He's coming through.
That's great.
Byron Isaacs is on it. I mean, he's been off with the Lumineers.
Yeah.
And good for him, but we miss him. And he's on, which song is Byron on, Larry?
On the Turnaround.
Yeah, Turnaround.
Yeah.
Right. Same. We all did it when we leave on.
And then the rhythm section, Justin Gwip and Jesse Murphy, who have been playing with Teresa and I. I mean, Justin's been with us from the beginning, and Jesse, after Byron left for the Lumineers, Jesse came in and... doing a great job.
And Justin, just forget about it. Yeah. Justin's Mr. Renaissance man.
Yeah. Justin also engineered the record. And me as producer and Justin an engineer, we've done at least 16 records together now since the Dirt Farmer record.
You know? Some years you guys have.
Yeah.
And tell me about working with William Bell.
Oh.
That's one of my favorite songs on the record.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Mine too, by the way. It seems like the audiences too, when they hear it live.
Yeah.
You just see, I see couples reach over and they take each other's hand. That's going to make me cry. It's so sweet. I've noticed that. I never told you that.
No, I didn't.
Because
seen
he
that,
does.
No.
Sometimes I have a little more. I'm not singing on every verse. Well, that's his song, really. I'm just in on the choruses. So I get to see a few things that he doesn't see. The wife will put her head on her husband's shoulder.
Aww.
Yeah, it's really sweet, Larry.
Yeah, William, just the coolest guy you ever want to meet, you know. And
I got to sing with him at the Ramble. He played with the Levon Helm Band a couple of times, and Amy and I got to duet each with him. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. As I say from stage, Larry, you go in the isolation booth now, and I say, ladies, he still looks fine, and he still sounds fine, and he's still writing fine, right?
Is, that's right. He's the real thing, you know, and how many of those guys are left now? Mm. You know, I mean, William was the first male soul singer to be signed to Stax Records. I think it was 61, around there or something. Mm-hmm. Before Otis Redding, before Sam and Dave. And
that's so heavy, I can't even get my brain around that. To me. I mean, that's still... And we're keeping it in Tennessee. Just want to point that out.
Yeah, that's right. Carl Perkins and William Bell.
That's right.
And Teresa Williams.
And we got some Bessie Smith on the record. Yeah, that's right. Tennessee, too. Yeah, you got some Delta Blues on the record.
And that record is called Contraband Love. Larry Campbell, Teresa Williams are here. We're live at EXT from the Egg. Thank you guys for coming by.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. Great to be here.
Yeah, we'll have you finish up with a song. But before we do that, I think the last time you visited with us, Larry, you mentioned something about wanting to get Teresa to write some more.
Yes.
Don't bring it up.
And I'm
bringing it up.
We're working on it.
This is like TMZ here.
We are working on it.
Yeah.
We are still working on it. As I may have mentioned then, I told her.
I have been putting some stuff down. Whether it ever gets used or not, I have been. Some stuff has been hitting my brain. So, and I'm actually writing it down instead of letting it. Oh, that would be a great song. Oh, that would be such a good. You should write that song. You know, I'm actually writing them down. So we'll see. It's a lot of pressure, y'all, to talk about this on the radio.
Yeah.
Come on. Why would you do that to me?
But as I said then, for every song she brings to me, there's a brand new pair of designer boots waiting for her now.
Well, you know, words are powerful, and I really love words, but they're powerful. I think that's scary. I mean, and you don't want to know about it if it's not the truth. And then I'm not sure I want people to know all that truth. I really admire people who just lay it out there. I want to hear their truth, but I'm not sure I want them to hear my truth.
Well, I love what you do with words when you sing them. How about that? So
thank
at the very
you.
Least, we get that.
Thank you.
If we can't get you to give us some words, we'll get you to sing some.
Thank you.
What would you like to play out, you guys?
We're going to do a tune. This is called It Ain't Gonna Be a Good Night.
When the sun goes down, better be where you want to go. Pull the window shades and the lantern and bolt the door. There's some kind of evil fixing for a fight. I can hear the front line drumming. There's a blood moon rising and it's burning bright. I don't really know what's coming, but it ain't gonna be a good night. The gypsy trembled when she gazed in her crystal ball. She said, nothing's clear, but I don't like what I see at all. Said it might be a joker with a white hat and paper soul. Oh, red-headed devil in command of a demon horde. Like King Kong staring at the Pilgrim light. I can hear the bass strings humming. The good people think it's gonna be
This is Larry Campbell.
And Teresa Williams.
This is 97.7 EXT.
Support the music at exit977.org.